Blog Talk Radio.
I feel just like a kite, but one without a string, one that is floating around. I don't know what tomorrow will bring. I feel just like a bird, but one without a home, one that is floating over endless oceans, empty horizons, no rest in sight. What does it mean when you say you want to be free? Free to sing, free to dance, free to let someone take a glance in a world that's free of me. Then you say you're moving on. Then you say I've got other plans. Oh, 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 girl, oh, you're moving in the wrong direction. Moving in the wrong direction, yeah. You're moving in the wrong direction, so far away from me. You're moving in the wrong direction, moving in the wrong direction, yeah. You're moving in the wrong direction, so far away from me.
Investigating the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. We've yesterday gotten through with Job. And now we're heading on to the prophets. Some of you call him a major prophet. And I suspect really why they call him a major prophet, because of the fact he's prophesying in the land in, of Yehuda in particular. And so his name is Isaiah, first chapter. And we will try to glean everything we possibly can. We'll do a bird's eye view, a critical analysis in our assessment. Then come to some determination. And once we've come to some determination, apply these things to your life. And you will find out Isaiah sometimes speaks in plural terms when it comes to these prophecies. He's speaking in the then and now. Yes. He's not only talking about the life he's living and the situation in that time frame. He's talking about the time frame now. So keep in mind when we're doing these studies, he don't talk in just a singular historical fashion. He talks in singular in his existence. He's projecting future actions also. So, Cartriel from New York City is one of the lead investigative students. Sister Yehuda from Detroit, Michigan is one of the lead investigative students. Ezekiel from Milwaukee, Wisconsin is one of the lead investigative students. And you yourself, listeners, are investigative students. So let's investigate. All praises to Yah, our souls, and all that is within us. Let us pray. Let's get to the bottom. Let's get to the core of matter. But before we do that, I want to make one comment about contemporary subject matter. I'm getting rather annoyed with the lamestream media. It seems to be quite toxic. They talk about COVID-19. They talk about these toxic, crazy politicians. They talk about killings upon more killings upon more killings upon more killings. And before we get off this show, probably another killing. Several. Yes, I'm getting rather annoyed. Sometimes it's best just to turn the whole mess off and meditate on Yah. You can't go wrong. It's true. My name is Yom Sufari, and I will bring on my dear sister Yehudi from Detroit, Michigan. So Yehudi, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, feeling a little better. Still under the weather, as they say. But
Oh, yeah. I understand
that. But you
know
what? Right. But I haven't lost my appetite, so that's good. It's a good thing.
Did you eat anything?
Yeah, I had my appetite.
Oh, you got your appetite.
If I tell you what I ate, you probably say, dang, you ain't sick.
What'd you eat?
I had some, early this morning, I had some grits and eggs.
That's good.
Yeah. And then for dinner, I had fried chicken breast with mashed potatoes, spinach, and slices of tomato.
You ain't playing, is you? But I checked that part out, Yehuda. Sister Yehuda, I checked that part out. When you said you had some grits, I said, you can take the girl out of the country, but you can't take the country out of the grits.
Right, because, you know, my people from South Carolina.
Okay. Yeah. You
still talk like this, huh?
You know what I'm talking about, right? Them grits, huh?
Yep. All right. Yep. And I have my tea and water, and I'm going to get some vernis. But I'm just achy and nose runny a little bit, and it is what it is, because I started feeling sick last Monday.
Right.
You know, but my daughter's feeling sick and my son, so I'm thinking, that's interesting. But it's the change of the weather, too.
Exactly.
So many things. But, you know, when you said meditate on the Most High, with everything going on, we don't like to hear the violence. Oh, excuse me. But this country, we forget. But we always have hope. This country is built on, right?
Right.
So, safe to assume you're going to hear in the news, in the media, violent occurrences. People, police are very negative.
Right.
And all we have to do is spread some love and walk in the Most High. And people we don't know, but be wise, always say. But,
exactly.
Yeah. Thank you. Okay.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Praise y'all, Sister Hootie. Praise y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Sister Hootie, let us bring our dear brother and friend home from New York City, Cartrell. Cartrell, may the Most High bless you, brother. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
My buddy.
Bless y'all, my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. All praise to the Holy One, Yisrael, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Shalom, family. May the Most High bless you. Yom Suf Ari, Sister Yehudi, Brother Zeke. May the Most High bless y'all and your families.
May the Most High bless you, brother. Ezekiel is not on as of yet, but you know he may be coming on. Okay?
Right.
All right. Put in the ethos.
Okay.
But, yeah, man, I had the same thought as you today. Not another
right.
one. Another shooting? Come on, man. It'd be like a shooting every day or every other day. I think it's the vaccines, people fighting on planes. And
crazy.
All kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It used to be a wrecking ball of confusion.
Yeah.
That's what the world
now
is.
Now it's a ball of chaos.
Right.
Not just confusion, but chaos and confusion.
Well, Cartrell, you remember that movie that came out, Snakes on the Plane? And yes, that's certainly a... Snakes on every plane.
Yes, I remember. It was Samuel L. Jackson.
Yeah, snakes on every plane.
He spit at an 80-year-old man and hit him. That's no respect.
What happened?
He spit on an 80-year-old man and smacked him.
And she ain't wearing her mask herself. She's telling him to wear
all that girl that was on the plane.
Right.
Yes.
And the feds came and snatched her butt off there. She got federal charges. I mean, how you going to slap your elder? Come on.
That's somebody's grandfather.
Yeah.
What's more justifiable, like what he did, is he said, I heard him, he said he just got through eating. So that's sad. You know what? The bottom line is people assume too much. We assume. Sometimes we need to wait and see.
Right.
And he said it. I just got through eating. But that's, you're right, cousin. No respect at all.
But Sister Hootie and Cartrell, I was riding today, and I was going down the express. I was helping my sister out moving. I don't really do no moving. I did because she did me a favor. And this guy is raining, and he pulls right over in front of me.
Uh-huh.
And I, you know what? See, when you connect with Yah, you ain't got to worry about it. Cause he pushed right over, and he almost got hit himself. See, you're playing with Yah people, man. You know what I said? You know what I told him? You don't know who you're playing with. Okay? Because I don't know if it was Michael or whatnot. Mike almost pushed him in the side.
Wow.
Give him a touch-up. Oh, that old wicked, evil, childish mess, man. You know, people don't know who they playing with. They're crazy, and they want to pick everybody to play with. You can't play with everybody.
Right.
That's a fact. And as far as grits is concerned?
Right.
Yeah.
You don't like them?
Nah, man.
What breakfast? Well, you like rice.
Yeah.
You like rice, oatmeal.
Yeah, the country boy.
Hominy
grits?
Like,
oh, no.
He probably like that hominy grits.
No.
He said no.
Nope.
Well, okay.
I don't even like oatmeal. You know
you
what
don't
I like?
Like oatmeal?
You
know
you what
don't
I
like? What's that?
Nope. Cream of wheat.
I figured it, man. I figured it. Yeah, I figured. So, Sister Hootie, I tried to remember what that meal was, cream of wheat, and it comes right out of his mouth. I knew
that.
Like cream of wheat. Yeah.
I like cream of wheat, too.
Way better than grits.
What you find so palatable about cream of wheat?
It's better than grits.
It's just, it don't even have no grit to it, like grits.
Nah, cream of wheat, baby.
I've eaten it several times. It just did cream on me. I just didn't get cream of wheat. I get rice sometimes, I get grit sometimes. You know, I love me some eggs and so on, and maybe some turkey bacon, maybe some turkey links or whatnot. I learned to eat links when I lived up in Chicago for several years. I didn't really know anything about links until I lived up in Illinois for several years. We down here, we were just eating sausages and bacon, and not even the right sausages and right bacon. I'm trying to let the Most High. So praise y'all for that.
I took a couple of bounce back. And I got hit with that. Southern hospitality.
Right.
Whoa, how y'all doing? Where y'all from? You put me back? Look at you. They all sit in and see you. Come over here, boy. You can eat some
food. Godreal, I was introduced to that Northern hospitality.
Ain't that up here? What hospitality?
Ain't that up here? You fall on the street. They ain't gonna have that go through your pocket and keep it moving.
Yo, don't say hi to nobody. They'll punch you in your head.
Hey, Ezekiel, hit number one on your phone, because I got several people from Michigan. I don't know which is what. So, Ezekiel, there you go. Zeke, I told you Zeke was going to make it. Zeke, gotcha. Are you done? We'll bring Big Zeke on.
Yeah, no doubt.
Okay. Ezekiel from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. May the Most High bless you, brother. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
What's up? Bless you. Bless you.
Well, shalom, you guys. This is a sister again. I'm speaking on behalf of Ezekiel. Don't be making fun of those cream of wheat and things like that. I like that stuff. You know, that's
man,
what I did.
Shut up,
my mama threw me up over.
He's sucking that helium again.
Okay.
He's sucking that helium. Leave that helium alone, man. I could be addicted, buddy.
I've used the bath salts.
I was born.
Stop smoking the bath salts. Okay.
Obviously, you've been using it because it stunk your whole growth, and so that's why you're only five, Young Sue. That's okay, though.
I'm six even, Big Z. Six
even. Hey, but,
yo.
Hey, shalom, everybody, and all praises and blessing and glory, and thanks go to our heavenly Abba Yah, the creator
praise
of all things, and I'm blessed and happy to be on here and to be, you know, speak with everybody and
praise
share
God.
Whatever knowledge and any wisdom the Most High bestowed on me and any of my experiences through life that I use to get over things by using the Most High's word.
Praise God. Okay, thank you, Zeke, Ezekiel. Zeke has just come on to tell you, we're going to get ready to get some wisdom and understanding. And I want you to understand the time frame. And it's going to tell you the time frame that Isaiah is prophesying in. But always remember and keep this in mind during these studies. Isaiah is not only talking in his time frame. He's talking about projected future incidences. And sometimes you can apply what's happening to our brothers and sisters in that time frame exactly to us because we're acting in the very same way. Okay? So, praise y'all. Let's get started. First chapter of Isaiah. May the Most High bless us. Praise y'all. And thank you, Ezekiel. Thank you, Katriel. And thank you, Sister Hootie.
Welcome, brother.
Okay. And now, here's the time. Thank you, brothers. And here's the time frame. The prophecies of Isaiah, son of Amos, who prophesied concerning Jehuda and Jerusalem in the reigns of these kings, Uzziah, Zothan, Ahaz, and Ezekiel. Now, if you were with us when we studied these kings, you should be quite familiar with these kings because we studied these kings. But if you didn't, go back and study kings. Catch up with us. But we're going to go back over it again, the kings again, eventually.
And I can give you a little synopsis for those kings.
Go ahead, Katriel. Give him a little synopsis. Give him a little taste of love.
We know King Uzziah. He also was known as King Azariah. He was 16 years old when he became king, and he reigned 52 years. And he did what was right and pleasing in Yah's eyesight.
Praise Yah.
He fought the Philistines. He built towers that fortified Jerusalem. The Ammonites gave him a tribute. He was famous from Israel to Egypt. He wound up with leprosy. Remember him? He went to the temple and tried to burn some incense. And he came out leprous. Remember that, Yamsa?
Yeah, I remember.
And then you had Yoktan. He was 25 years old when he became king.
Right.
And he didn't eliminate the high places in Judah, but he did that which was right and pleasing in Yah's eyes.
Right.
Then you had Ahab. You know Ahab was married to Jezebel.
Yeah, Jezebel.
And he wasn't too good a king.
No.
So
he was weak.
He was weak. Out of the four kings.
Right.
King Uzziah, King Jotham, and King Hezekiah. They did what was right and pleasing in Yah's eyes.
Pretty decent kings.
Yeah.
But that
Ahaz.
Well, that Ahaz is always a bad apple. Several sometimes. So thank you, Cartrell, and I'm happy you gave them that short taste of love about our
and
king.
Also, the kings of Israel already in captivity.
Right. They're already in captivity. So that's why you're not hearing him making reference to Yehuda and Jerusalem and the northern kingdom, because they gone. Y'all gets tied real quick. You know one thing I heard, Cartrell, Ezekiel, and Sister Yehudi? You know what I heard today?
What's that?
Kind of struck a point to me before we get started. Forget about your haters. You're going to have them. And they may represent, Noah didn't stop building the ark just because he had haters. He didn't stop and try to explain to everybody. He let the rain do the talking.
And had a lot to say, didn't he?
Yeah, he let the rain do the talking, okay? Because I'm sure he had told him, I'm pretty sure, I'm being facetious. I'm pretty sure they came up to him. And he's that kind of man Noah was, like we should be. Y'all said it's going to rain, and that's why I'm doing this. You're a fool, man. Okay. Go on about your business. I got work to do. You know, he's like, I had to
y'all too.
Yes.
Think about who was saying that to him. Not
yeah,
just strangers.
Right.
But
family
members.
Friends. Right. Family, friends. Everybody thought he was a complete imbecile. But he didn't stop doing the work. And the work you're doing, brothers and sisters, you're not doing just for yourself. You're doing it for other people too. Because when Yah reflects off you, when you connect with Yah, he reflects off of you in words and deeds. So when people hate on you, take it with a grain of salt. Keep putting your work in. Don't stop doing. Let the rain speak for Yah. Okay?
Just like Job.
Exactly.
Well, we have to build an ark that's spiritual, not like Noah.
Yeah.
Because the ark is spiritual now.
Right.
It's not requiring us to build an ark like Noah. For the final judgment, this is going to be fire. Everybody knows it's going to be fire.
Right.
So how do you pass through the fire? You have to have a spiritual ark. You have to know that Yah's your refuge.
And he better be, truth be told, Cartrell. Okay, Cartrell, fellow students, let's put in some work here. So now y'all know the time frame. And Cartrell did a great job explaining to you about three great kings that were connected with Yah. And this one guy, what can I say?
King Ahab.
King Ahab. He give him his props.
And his wife put King Jezebel.
Right. His ears had the counsel of the wrong. And said it right. He listened to his wicked wife, who was not, she was not Hebrew.
Nope.
I think she was a Phoenician, if memory serves me correctly. Was she Katrina? Was she a Phoenician? Hey, somebody look it up for me. Jezebel, a Phoenician. I think she was.
No, I think she was a Canaanite.
No, let's not think about it. Let's be about it. Let's everybody put in your word. I'm gonna put in my word. What was Jezebel's nationality? Okay. What was Jezebel's nationality?
Phoenician.
Jezebel
is introduced into the biblical narrative as a Phoenician princess, the daughter of Ethbaal I, king of Tyre.
I got a decent memory. I have a bass reservoir, but I know when to pick something out. All right. Let's put in work, y'all. Here, oh,
so she was that.
Go ahead, Katrin.
She was the daughter of the king of Tyre.
Right. Right. Okay. Hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth, for the Elohim has spoken. I reared children and brought them up. Who are those children? That's us. And they have rebelled against me. An ox knows his owner. An ass is master's crib. Israel does not know, and it's certainly in some cases today. My people take no thought. You know why they don't take no thought? Katriel, Sister Hootie, Ezekiel, have y'all ever realized sometime when we come on the block, what's up, man? What's going on? What's happening? Oh, man, ain't nothing. I'm just hanging out, man. I ain't just doing what I do. Just hanging out, baby. You know, that's what I do. I ain't nothing going on. Because we don't take no thought. We didn't take any thought then, and we don't take, and we're not serious about anything. Yes, we are. And I'm going to tell you what Neil Fuller Jr. says, an elder guy, 90 years old. Neil Fuller Jr. says, we're serious about silly things and silly about serious things. Yes, we're serious about silly things and silly about serious things. So therefore, that's why we don't take no thought. Yeah. Oh, Yom Su, Big Zeke, Yehudi, Kajel, you old niggas don't know what y'all talking about. Y'all don't know what's going on. Y'all don't know what's happening. I don't know what's going on, but I know y'all don't. That's how we think. That's how we've been socially engineered and conditioned. We're not serious about anything. We're silly about
have you thought?
Go ahead, Katria.
Have you thought about that sentence you just read? Because you said we should be thinking about that.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. You know what? We should overthink this, not underthink it. We should.
And what
overthink
is it saying? The Most High is saying that animals have more intelligence and wisdom than us. Because an ox does know his master and an ass his master's crib.
Exactly.
And he's telling us that we should be like the ox and the ass that knows his master and knows his owner. Oh, wait a minute. Y'all is our master and y'all owns us?
You better believe it.
Never thought about that.
You better believe it.
Y'all owns our master. And he owns us. Yes. He owns everything.
And that's why we're suffering the consequences of our actions, of our founding fathers, and our continued pursuit of nonsense and foolishness. We're still suffering.
And think about it.
Huh?
As strong as an ass is, and as strong as an ox is, right?
They
submit
themselves
to their master.
They humble themselves, right. Oh, but we don't want to. We're stiff-necked and stubborn. And we take with pride. I don't need no man. You can't tell me nothing. I don't need nobody. I'm a man. You can't tell me nothing. And the children say, I don't need none of y'all. And even our dog bark at us. Ruff, 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 ruff. Stiff-necked and stubborn. Then and now.
You wonder why there's so much trouble in the world.
Well, that's what I'm saying, Cartrell. Residual effect, domino effect. And what do we say, Cartrell, and fellow students, investigators? If you keep doing the same thing over and over again, and not changing, and expecting different results, that's the definition of insanity, stiff neck and stubborn. It's true.
And y'all so.
Yes.
some of us are comfortable with the European man being our owner and our master.
Oh, they love it. Which way did the white folk go? Which way did the white folk go? I can't read without him, get an education. I can't build a town without him. I can't educate my children without him. I can't go to a doctor without him. I can't do any infrastructure without him. Which way did the white folk go?
A universal white racist supremacists with their mindset. We own y'all niggas, don't we?
And that's why they treat us like they do.
Oh, yeah.
That's why they treat us like trashy, tacky,
federal property.
Yeah, we're commune property. That's why they treat us tacky, trashy, inner terroristic, and sometimes all three together given a set of circumstances. So shall we continue? He says in reference to us, and he talks about us not in the individual terms. He talks us in a unified, plural term. See, you can't escape from us. If you want to be something special, Sally, something special, Joe, this is how the Most High see you. He see you as a nation, all of you. He said, ah, sinful nation. People, not people, a person, led with inequity, root of evildoers, depraved children, they have forsaken. Not one have forsaken, two, three, or four. They universally, unified together, have forsaken the Elohim, spurned the Holy One of Israel. Turn their backs on him. And yes, we did then, and we continue to do so now. He said, and you know, he loves us. And you can see how y'all loves us. He asked us, you know how your mom and daddy used to ask us, well, why you keep doing what you're doing? Why you keep taking these beatings? Y'all asked us the very same thing. He asked us then, he's asking us the very same question now. Why do you seek for the beaties? Because that's all you're going to keep. You keep resisting. Resistance is futile. I learned that on Star Trek, but it's true. That you continue to offend. You continue to offend me. To ignore me. You ignore me. And you won't let up. And we crazy as we want to be, Cartrell.
We ain't nothing like Joe. Joe trying to figure out why we getting the beat down. We getting beat down and looking for more beat down.
Right. And listen to this. Us, all of us, every head is ailing. Every one of y'all hurting. Every heart is sick. From head to foot, no spot is sound. That's why we got high blood pressure, diabetes, so on and so forth. You name it, we got it. That's why we have universal white race supremacy is kicking us to the curb. That's why we kick each other to the curb, because we hadn't learned the lesson our founding fathers should have learned, and we're not learning that lesson out either. And if we don't learn that lesson, we're going to continue to get a beat down. And he said, every head. So if you think you're something special, and it may be Yamsu get beat just like everybody else. I'm getting beat up. You know why I'm getting beat up? Not because some of the actions Yamsu is doing, because I'm in this with y'all. Y'all in this with me. I can't get away from y'all, just like y'all can't get away from me. We're tethered to the hip together. So don't think just because you're doing something special and so on and so forth that you ain't getting a beat now. You got some ailment going on, ailment. Universal white race supremacy is beating you. You're killing one another. You're mistreating and abusing one another. You're treating each other tacky, trashy, and a terrorist. Y'all ain't lying. But we're lying to ourselves. You know why? You heard that movie, A Few Good Men? Because you can't handle the truth. You refuse to listen to y'all. Yeah, they refuse to listen to y'all. They continue to be presumptuous, and they continue to want to be led by their own, and they continue to focus on men instead of focusing on y'all. They refuse to unify together. They refuse to take care of the widow women, the orphans, the needy, the homeless, and they got money in their pockets, some of them. They refuse to cry out to Yah, forgive our founding fathers and our forefathers for what they did, turning their back on you, and we're doing the same thing, and we get beat the same way. They got beat then, we still get beat because we hadn't learned anything yet. Oh, it's true, Katya. Katya, what you going to say, brother?
We all in the same boat, and the boat be sinking.
Yeah.
Some people ain't bailing the water out. They just chilling.
Katya, that's why I don't get us. We're not an individual fight over here, over there, over everywhere. We're unified together, blood in, blood out. You may not like Yum Su, but you can't put me out. I may not like you, but I can't put you out because I didn't put you in. Yah put you in. And that's the only someone that can get you out of this. So Yah sent us into this captivity, not individually. So your individual pursuits of trying to get things right ain't working. You know why? Yah left instructions how to get it to work.
How do you know that, Yah Su? I'm going to show you how you know.
Okay, show me how I know. I studied it.
What happened when our brother George Floyd was murdered on video?
Okay.
In front of the whole world.
Exactly.
Did we feel that?
Yeah, we felt that. We felt the pain.
That's one more. We all felt that.
We felt that.
And it was
and
felt
so
worldwide, wasn't it?
And so we should. And we need to feel a little bit more of that, of all of the George Floyds over this universe. Not just one man, that's a beautiful thing. But there are many George Floyds and Florines all throughout this universe. And we should be affected. But we become numbified. Our enemies, our oppressors.
By every single one of them.
Accept
not
it.
Just George Floyd.
Right. They tell us to accept it. It's collateral damage. Get used to it. Love it. Because we got more of that coming for you. We should all be affected by one another. That's why the Most High says, King Dawood says, I love the Most High with all my heart, mind, soul, and strength. In conjunction, my brothers and sisters, whom are my subjects, I don't treat them no less than I treat myself. If you can't do that for your folks, man, sister, you on the wrong course. If you think I'm something special, oh, I got mine, just like the universal white race supremacy says, you better get yours too. And get out of my way, I'll shoot you in the head. If that's your mindset, well, some of us get killed. Oh, man, hey, that's what we do. That's our culture. That's what we do. Man, you
yeah,
are wrong.
Yeah.
You don't get it.
What
you don't get it.
Right. What verse are we on?
We're in verse 4.
Okay.
And so as I was saying, we are in this together. Together we got in this. And together is the only way we're going to get out of this. If you think you will get out without me, you're sadly mistaken. And you're confused about everything. If I'm thinking I'm going to get out without you, I'm sadly mistaken. I'm confused about everything. We have to unify together. We have to cry to the Most High together. We have to do for one another together. We have to help the homeless, poor, the needy, and so on and so forth. We're mandated to do those things. And if you're doing something else just to get something for yourself, to get points, y'all don't give points. Y'all gives instructions. It's up to you to follow them. Let's continue. So it says, they have forsaken the Elohim, spurned the Holy One of Israel, turned their backs on him. And he said, why do you seek for, why I got to keep on beating y'all? That you continue to, you keep on keeping on. Every one of your head is ailing in some shape, form, or fashion. And every heart is sick. And certainly there was so then as it is so now. From feet to head. In the case of this high blood pressure, diabetes, and so on and so forth, gout, and everything else. No spot is sound. All bruised, and we're all of you. And festering sores. not pressed out, not bound up. Ain't nobody healing y'all. Ain't nobody healing y'all diabetes, y'all high blood pressure, and so on and so forth, because they can't. I put it on you. Ain't nothing I'm putting on you. They can take off for you. They can give you a little pill for this, a little pill for that. But what I put on you, they can't take off for you.
Sound like we're going through what Job went through.
But you better believe it. But see, Job was smarter than we are. Now, yeah, whatever you're going through, you can't soften it with oil. Your land is waste. As in the case of our brothers and sisters, but we don't even have the land to be wasteful with.
We got land?
Yeah, we got land, but we don't have access to it. We don't have access.
We rent down miles here.
We don't have access to it because Most High has beaten the brakes off of us because we don't listen. Your city burned down. Yes.
We got cities too?
Now, set it against Cottrell.
I said we got cities too that belongs to us?
Yeah, but they think it's Chicago. They think it's Harlem and New York. They think it's Birmingham, Alabama. They think it's we're not talking about cities in the Western Hemisphere. We do have cities, but we don't have access to these cities because the Most High is beating the brakes off of us. Because we got in this together, and the only way we can get out of this is together. It's true. Before your eyes, the year of your soul, it's consumed by strangers. Stranger danger. And yet strangers is in our land consuming what we should inherit. Why? Because we're stick-neffing stubborn. We think we can do this on an individual pursuit of happiness. I got mine. You better get yours. And if you get in my way, I shoot you. No.
What you just read
right.
Is our real wealth.
Oh, it's true. A wasteland is overthrown by strangers, and certainly that is the case then and now. Fair Zion is left, and certainly she's there, like a booth in a vineyard. She's just setting up in a vineyard, like a hut in a cucumber field, like a city beleaguered. Had not the Elohim of hosts left us some survivors, yes. Had Yah did what perhaps he should have did to us if it wasn't for Mosaic intervening for our stiff neck and stubborn behind, there wouldn't have been no survivors. But because he is a merciful and kind Elohim, he took pity on us. And because we could be gone now, in this Western Hemisphere. Because you know when they had us buck naked and enslaved on those plantations all over this Western Hemisphere where they were raping our women and sometimes raping us, beating the brakes off us, working from sun up to sundown, and you couldn't go see your wife on the next plantation unless you got a letter from Massa. See, the Most High could have used them to just get rid of us. You know what? Why he didn't? And well, we have this certain semblance of freedom. We're not free, but we have a certain semblance of freedom. Because the Most High took pity on, as he took pity on our ancestors then, he's taking pity on us. And they said, and they want you to believe, oh, he an old fool sitting on the throne. He just hard. He hard as a case. He an OG. If that was the case, we would be. So don't let folk fool you about Yah, okay? Don't let folk fool you about Yah. Yah ain't no old fool, and Yah is merciful and kind. And he certainly is to us, much more than we deserve, especially when we turn our back on him. And we still don't heed counsel. We still don't follow his instructions. And we're still rebellious and stubborn because we still want to do this on individual pursuits of happiness. A little camp here, a little tabernacle here, a little group here, two or three folks. That ain't the way this worked. We didn't get in this way, and we ain't get out this way. Stop lying to yourself and start learning how to handle the truth, okay? We left some survivors. We should be like Sodom. If the Most High hate us, we be gone like Sodom and Gomorrah. Nobody's coming and say, where you from? I'm from Sodom. Where you from? I'm from Gomorrah. You don't hear that, do you? Matter of fact, I wouldn't want to be from either one of those cities. But you don't hear that, do you? But we're still here. We're still standing. Why are we standing? Why are we here? Because the Most High is taking mercy on us. That's love.
So we have to see it from the eye of Yah. We look at it from the eye of man, from the doctrine of man. And man think they clean. They think they sanctified. They think they holy anointed. Y'all saying, I'm looking like y'all, like y'all Sodom and Gomorrah. I should have destroyed y'all like I destroyed them. You put us on the same level as Sodom and Gomorrah?
Right.
The nation of Israel?
Got rid of all of them.
Judah?
Right. That's what he said. I should have gotten rid of all y'all.
So we're here by the grace and mercy of Yah, because we should be like Sodom and Gomorrah. You shouldn't even be hearing our voice.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Well, I'm good on. Thank you, Katya. Thank you very much, brother.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, and this is what I like. Hear the word of, did he say, hear the word of Yom Sufari? Hear the word of Katya? Hear the word of your Moray? Hear the word of your rabbi? Hear the word of your best friend? Y'all better stop listening to what these folk telling you if it ain't what y'all told you. Stop lying to yourselves and to each other. That's what we need to do. Stop listening to what y'all says. Hear the word of the LM. You chieftains of Sodom. He calls us chieftains of Sodom. Give ear to Yah's instructions. He's giving you the antidote and the solution. You folk of Gomorrah, he calls us Gomorites. What need have I of all your sacrifices? Yes, go ahead, Katrin.
That's how we have to see our nation.
Yeah.
Because
Sodomite,
he's saying,
and Gomorrites.
Like Sodom in spirit, in our service to the Most High. We are not where we're supposed to be at all. And
exactly.
If you think you're doing it individually, then
it ain't gonna
your
work.
Whole vision is there because the Most High is looking at the whole nation.
Well, Cottrell, didn't he send individuals into captivity, or did he send a nation into captivity? Okay. I thought he sent a nation into captivity, not individual pursuits of happiness. Okay, thank you, Cottrell. I'm glad you clarified. Stop it, Sister. And he said, I don't have time for y'all putting on the hits. He says, what need have I of your sacrifices?
Uh-oh.
What need?
Maybe that'll help.
If you ain't doing what I tell you to do. You're coming to my temple, you're giving out sacrifices, and you're going home and doing the dirty. And we still doing it.
We're not even going into the temple because the temple is destroyed.
Right.
We're just doing sacrifices.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, some of us think, yeah. But you can only do sacrifice in the temple.
Uh-oh.
By the Levites. Now, and see, here's the thing about that. Yah took our identity away from us. That's why they stole our identities when we came to these shores, buck naked in the chain. They made sure you didn't know who you are. They made sure that you didn't know your hereditary houses. Your ancestral houses, they made sure they brainwashed you. So if you are a Levite, you don't know it for sure. But Yah, if you keep doing what Yah says, follow instruction, Yah said, I'm going to let you know who you are, what you are, and what you should be doing.
How about this,
what Yah? Yeah, go ahead.
If you think that your sacrifices are gaining favor and merit with me, Yah say, what do they mean to me? Because you're still acting like Sodom and Gomorrah.
Yeah, even if
what are your many sacrifices to me? What does it mean?
Right. But even if they were, if they, okay, let's go with that. Let's continue along that line of thinking, Gotcha. Say, for instance, we were actually in the land and we were making these sacrifices, which they were. But they But they were doing other stuff. They, you know what? I got a grandbaby that says this. She can't hardly say it right. She said, you know, you're doing too much. She said, you're doing much. See, a lot of us are doing too much, doing much. But it's not what Yah told you to do. You're doing too much. That's our problem, Cottrell. Oh, it's true. They were doing much then, not what Yah said. Just like we're doing much now, not what Yah said. Because we are stiff-necked and stubborn, don't know how to follow instruction. Yah gave clear instructions. Gather yourself together.
Oh.
Cry out to me what your forefathers did to me and what you continue to do to me. Take care of one another. Take care of the witty one. Take care of the homeless. Take care of the poor. You let one of us get burned down, Cartrell. You let one of us lose something. If you, they go put it on GoFundMe, they might well fund themselves. And folks, if you got folks all around in this nation. I got me some money. Oh, there was a Hebrew family over there, conscious Hebrew family over there. They got burned out. They got robbed. What the hell I'm going to do back? And you call yourself a Hebrew Israelite. You lying to yourself.
And you know.
Yeah.
And the law in the Torah, do you know that there's not supposed to be a poor Israelite in our nation?
You better believe. We're
no, no Israelite supposed to be poor.
Nobody went away hungry. They didn't have to wait on the Salvation Army. They didn't have to wait on the Red Cross. They didn't stand in the soup line. We were mandated to take care of one another in the land, just like we're mandated in this captivity to take care of one another. But like I said, fellow student, stiff-necked and stubborn. Don't follow instruction. They want to do what you want to do, how you want to do it, and think Yah going to take you back in. Stop lying to yourself.
Yah's system was so perfect that no Israelite in the land was supposed to be poor.
You better believe it. Okay, let's continue then. Thanks, God, Jim. And he says, I'm sated with burnt offerings of rent. I've had enough. And suet of fatlings and blood of bulls. And I have no delight in lambs and he-goats that you come to appear before me. Who asked that of you? Just like in this, when you in captivity. Did Yah ask you to do that in captivity? Did we do it in ancient captivities?
No.
Okay, why should we be presumptuous to take it upon ourselves to do it in this captivity? That's my question.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yes, go ahead.
If you and me go sacrifice a bull or an ox and a goat, we'll be in the federal pen before you can even blink your eye.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cruelty to animals. Cruelty to animals. You ain't lying, bro. You ain't lying.
How you do that? How dare you do that to that poor little lamb and then turn around and get you locked up and they go home and cook up a good lamb chop?
Right.
They're going to do a Michael Vick on you. You better believe
that's
it.
Gonna cook a cheeseburger, a fat steak, a chicken, and yet say you cruelty to animals.
Exactly. But here's the deal, too, in reference to that. Now, we had our own. We didn't have to go back buy something from the local stockhouse. Those were things that we had to give from our own land sources. And sometimes if I was a vineyard guy, I was just doing the vineyard thing. I didn't have cattle. I would go purchase a lamb for my neighbor brother or sister or give money in lieu of it to the high priest. But it isn't something about going to your oppressor to buy stock from him in captivity where we did not do this anywhere else, but he gave us mandate to do something, which is unify together, gather yourself together, cry out to me, ask for forgiveness for your fathers and for yourselves, take care of one another, Take care of the widow women. Take care of the needy. Take care of the homeless. Look out for one another. Keep motivating each other. Encourage each other. Love on each other. But we're doing all the opposite. What you looking at me for, nigga? What you stepping on my shoe for? I'll kill you. And you better not tell her. I'll kill the rest of your family, too. What kind of love we got going on?
That's why I commanded us.
But
to repair the breach.
But that's disobedient. That's disobedient. That's not
following instructions. We have to repair the breach.
We have to. We must.
Because our fathers were disobedient. We have to learn from them not to be disobedient.
Exactly.
And when we obey Yah, we begin the process of repairing the breach that our fathers made. That's our responsibility. We can't
and
keep pointing our fingers at ancient fathers because
right.
we have to... We have to, a job that we have to do, that we're not doing. If we're not repairing that breach with Yah, then we're not on a mission.
I know. We're not following the antidote and the solutions Yah provided. Hear Yah, Israel. Our ox knows his master. But we don't know Yah, because we don't know how to follow instruction, and we steal them. Truth be told.
Nope.
All right. And he says, who asked you that of you? Who asked you to do what you're doing? I would pose that very question that was posed by Isaiah to our fathers. I would pose the very questions to our brothers and sisters today that are doing things presumptuously. Just because it feels good. Just because someone else is doing it. Not because Yah has said it. It just feels good. It feels right. But Yah didn't say it. I just feel that way. Keep on feeling that way. Let's see how it work out for you. Who asked that of you? Trample my courts. No more. Bring oblations. It's true time. Incense is offensive to me. New moons and sabbaths. Proclaiming of solemnities, assemblies, with iniquity, I cannot abide. Your new moons and fixed season fill me with loathing. You know that's a powerful word, loathing. When the Most High said fill me with loathing, I just can't stand it. They have become a burden to me. I cannot endure them. And when you lift up your hands, yeah, go ahead.
So we see here, the whole nation is supposed to be bringing these offerings.
Exactly.
The whole nation is supposed to be observing the new moon. The whole
right.
nation is supposed to be observing the Shabbat. The whole nation is supposed to be observing the proclamation of assemblies. And Yah said, when Yah was doing it, I couldn't even stand it when Yah were doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So we talk about Shabbats and holy days, but... New moon comes 12 times in a year, but we don't observe new moon as a nation, do we?
Because, contrary, it was superficial. They were doing these things, and they were superficial. Because they were going out.
Right. They were a burden for him.
Right.
He said,
they would
I hate
you, and do the very same, wrong thing. It was just like a lucky charm. You know, guys remember we had lucky charms around our necks, not the cereal, okay? I don't know if some of y'all put them around your necks or not, but I'm talking about Lucky Charm. You know the Lucky Charm? I only use it when I want some luck, but it's not part of my innate nature. It was just superficial what our founding fathers were doing. They were doing all the right things, but for the wrong reasons.
But no, it's a little bit different.
Yeah, go ahead.
Because these are the customs that we were supposed to be upholding.
Exactly.
But we were doing wrong at the same time. So
exactly.
As a nation,
that's basically the premises I was trying to make. We were doing all the right thing for the wrong reason. Okay, it was right what we were doing, but it was just using Yah. I mean, you really weren't sincere about what you were doing. You were using Yah, but you were going through the motions. You know, women know about going through the motions. Okay, I'm gonna leave off that bit. Go ahead, Katrina. I'm going to leave that alone. It's kind of deep. I'm going to leave that alone. I'm surely going to leave it alone.
The point I'm trying to bring forth is that the Most High was criticizing the nation at this time.
Right.
So we were doing the festival. Most High said, these festivals, you have no good. Burnt offerings, no good. Your new moons, festivals, no good. Your Shabbat, no good. Your proclamation of assembly, no good. I can't enjoy it because of the wrong dealings that you're doing. Matter of fact, I hate your new moon festivals and appointed feet. They have become a burden to me, and I'm tired of bearing them. That's why we got kicked out. That's why we got sent into captivity and sent into slavery. And our people of the moment that in this captivity, we are still carrying out these same services to win Yah's favor.
Right. You can't win Yah's favor. You got to follow instructions. Hey, Cartrell, truth be told, use that same line of thinking. If you're doing that, not instructed in the land of your captivity, this is what you've never done. And yet you're still doing the very same thing. Like our fathers, you're going out, you're not doing anything with each other, you're not unifying together, you're not trying to unify together, you're not trying to help one another, you're not trying to love on one another, you're not trying to encourage one another, you're not trying to motivate one another. You're still faking the funk. You're still putting on the head.
You know what, Council? What's interesting when he says, through the prophet, he said, learn to do this. Speak right ruling. Reprove the oppressor. Defend the fatherly. Plead for the widow. But this is something here that is really, really interesting. He said, come now and let us reason together. Isn't that something? The Most High is saying, come now, let's reason together. He said, even though your sins are like scarlet, they should be as white as snow. So they are not like crimson, they shall be as wool. He said, even the wool in the day, you shall...
What did you say? Now, what was that word sound like? Oh, the old word you said? What is the old word you said? That old word you said? Trust and oh what?
Obey.
Praise y'all.
Submit and obey. And you shall eat the good of the land. Ooh, that's wonderful.
Praise y'all. That's wonderful. All things we got to do is follow instructions. Stop trying to do your own thing just because you feel good. Because it looked good, because somebody else told you it's right. What did y'all tell you to do?
Don't
do what Yom Suk. Well, don't do what Yom Suk tell you. Because Yom Suk don't know. Yom Suk do what y'all tell you. So don't go to y'all and say, Yom Suk, Cartrell, Sister Hootie, and Big Zeke Ezekiel told us to follow, use a lie and the truth ain't in you. We told you and we tell you, follow the Elohim. Follow the instructions. Stop leaning to your own understanding. It's not cute. It's not working for you. We tell you, unify. Cry to the Most High. We tell you, love on one another. Encourage one another. Motivate one another. Take care of the women. Take care of the needy. Take care of the poor. Take care of the homeless. We ain't talking about showing up to show out and showboat. We're not talking about something superficial. We're talking about following y'all's instructions. That's all we going to tell you. Go ahead, Cartrell, Sister Hootie. Big Z.
Sister, you already went ahead a little bit.
Yeah.
I think you went in 15.
Oh, she did?
Yeah.
She went ahead of us. Stop it.
Because I'm going to be honest. I love you dearly, brother, but I get lost sometimes.
We know.
Oh, no, come on.
Okay. Thanks, sister. I'm just messing with you.
Dear sister,
you know I love you. Dear sister, you know I love and respect you. I'm just putting your leg, that's all. Y'all ready?
I'm sorry.
Thank you very much, sister. You all right, too, sister. They have become a burden to me. I cannot endure them. And when you lift your hands, I would turn my eyes away from you. You don't know how to follow instruction. Though you pray at least, you give me these lengthy prayers, I would not listen to you. Your hands are stained with crying, and you keep on doing them. Wash yourself. You have to get rid of your criminal activities. Wash yourself clean. Get rid of your criminal activities. Put your evil doings away. Stop doing what you're doing in front of me. I know what you're doing. You can't hide. If you're stealing somebody's wife, you're cheating on somebody, you're stealing from your brothers and sisters, you're beating on your wives and your husband, you're shooting one another, you're coming up in this temple, but you're doing the very same thing that the Canaanites are doing. And we're doing the very same thing in this Western
Hemisphere. Isn't it an easy thing to do? And I've heard people say, they don't know what to do. I'm like, what? You don't know what to do.
He leaves instructions. He leaves the instructions. How hard can it be? As Cartrell said, it's an open book test. But brother and sister, we're going to have to hurry on because Cartrell got a litany of psalms too. I want to get through this so I can get some commentaries, feedback from y'all. And so, Cartrell.
Who was doing the talking?
Okay. And that especially goes for you, Yom Suf.
My brother y'all got carried away. He's like, I'm like, okay.
That especially goes for you. It's another fine mess you got me into. All right, y'all. Thank you very much, sister. And he said, he'd give you instructions. Devote yourself to justice. Aid the wrong. Uphold the rights of the, what I tell you, uphold the rights of the orphan. Defend the cause of the widow. Come. Let us reach an understanding. Let us reason together, says Yah. Be your sins like crimson. They can turn snow if you follow my instructions. Be they red as dyed wool. They can become like fleece if you follow my instructions. If then you agree and give heed, if you follow my instructions, you will eat the good things of the earth. But if you refuse and disobey, you will be devoured by the sword. For it was Yah who spoke. Alas, she has become a harlot, the faithful city, Zion, Jerusalem, that was filled at once upon a time, it was filled with justice, where righteousness dwelt. But now, murders. He told us what action we were doing in the land. We have murders, sneaky leaks. Your silver has turned to dross. Your wine is cut with water. Your rulers are rogues, cronies of thieves. Everyone added for a present. They want a freebie. And we're good at that. Hey, man, can you give me a little something, something? And we're still the same way. We haven't changed. Can I get a hookup? And greedy for gifts. They do not judge the case of the orphan. And the widow calls never reaches them. Surely this is the declaration of the sovereign, the Elohim of hope, the mighty one of Israel. Ah, I will get satisfaction for my foes. I will wreak vengeance on my enemies. I will turn my hand against you and smell at your dross as with lye and remove all your slag. I will restore your magistrates as of old, your counselors as of yore. After that, you shall be called again, once again, seer of righteousness, a faithful city. Zion shall be saved in the judgment. Her repentant ones, some of us. Isn't that beautiful? Her repentant ones in the retribution. But rebels and sinners shall be crushed, leaning to their own understanding and presumptions, thinking they can do what they want to do, how they want to do it, and that's going to work for them. Shall be crushed. And those who forsake the Elohim shall perish. Those who forsake the Elohim shall perish. Those who forsake The Elohim shall perish. Ain't no doubt about it.
And that's what's happening now. Yep.
So it is. Truly, you shall be shamed because of the terabees you desire. You shall be confounded, and we're totally confused about everything because of the garden you coveted. You should be like a terabith, width of leaf, and like a garden that has no water. Stored well shall become as a toad, and he who amassed it a spark. And two shall burn together with none to quench them. Especially in view of the fact, if you don't obey Yah, not your friend, not your brother, not your camp, not your counselor, not Yom Suf Arif, as long as you don't follow Yah, you're going to suffer the consequences. You better believe it. God, Trail, Sister Hootie, and Ezekiel, you have the mic. Keep it short and sweet. Because Scott Trail has a lengthy song to share with us so we can get out of here.
I just want to say that this first chapter of the book of Isaiah is very important because it gives a synopsis of the whole book, right? The subject matter is Yah and his relationship with the nation of Israel, not individuals on earth, and his complaint against the nation that he has chosen to be his servant. And he's telling us an antidote and how to get out of our situation so that we can be restored for the future. Because he's painting out a picture for the future. He says Zion's going to be restored. The way spaces are going to be built, but there's going to be judgment on those who rebel against Yah amongst Israel. He's not talking about the world. He's not talking about other nations. He's talking about Israel specifically, which is the subject matter of the book of Isaiah.
Hallelujah. But Cartrell, they act like this is a foregone conclusion. But has that happened? Has that happened?
No, it hasn't happened yet.
Okay, all right.
Because Zion has not been redeemed with justice.
Okay.
And it says, her repentant ones with righteousness, but wrongdoers and sinners would be broken together, and those who abandon Yah will come to an end. So you abandoning Yah, you serving some other God, you wait for some other Savior, you're in trouble. And you will certainly be ashamed of the ultimate you have desired. So those who are redeemed and saved, you're going to be ashamed of yourself because all this time you could have been with Yah, but we were making the wrong choices. And you will be embarrassed by the God that you have chosen.
Exactly. Exactly. Praise Yah. So Shahudi, Ezekiel, either one, you got anything? Commentary?
I'm going to do it. I got to get my own introduced.
Okay.
Okay. Can y'all hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
I'm going to read this real quick. 1 Samuel chapter 15. That's 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 22 and 23. He said, and Samuel said, has Yah as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of Yah? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than fat of rams. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness as iniquity and idolatry. Because thou hast rejected the word of Yah, he has also rejected thee from being king. And Saul said unto Samuel, I have sinned, for I have transgressed the commandment of Yah and thy words, because I feared the people and obeyed their voice. So the Most High, like you see what Isaiah is saying here, he don't care about all those things.
Mm-hmm.
He wouldn't have to do all those things if he just but obey and keep his commands.
That's relative to this captivity. Those things will be restored because the temple will be restored. It's already prefabbed. But he don't want wicked folk making sacrifices and doing wicked things. He wants right folks, right Levites, and people, nation, doing right things and doing what he said for those sacrifices, moons, feasts, and whatever days that are relative to him. He don't mind them, but right now, he said, I don't want to hear none of that. Y'all ain't right. All y'all wrong.
And this is the antidote. Wash yourselves. Make yourselves clean. Remove the evil of your deeds from my sight. Stop doing evil. Learn to do good. Seek justice. Rebuke the oppressor. Obtain justice for the orphan. Plead for the widow's case. Come now. This is the beauty of y'all right here. Because he didn't plead with Job and none of his friends. He just confronted them. The Most High is pleading with us. Come now and let us debate our case, says Yah. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall become white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall be like wool. If we believe in Jesus Christ. No, it says if you're willing and obedient, you will eat the fruit of the land, which you describe in great detail. Those trees lost. Our land, our cities, you know what it
is. Contrail, you said that land
is
heaven.
If you are willing and obedient, you will eat the best of the land. But if you refuse the alternative and rebel, you will be devoured by the sword. And we're living amongst the sword. The Most High said, I'm going to send you to the sword for the mouth of Yah is spoken.
Praise Yah. So you're saying we're going to have land in heaven. That what you're saying?
I'm not saying that. I didn't say that. You didn't hear me say that.
Oh, okay.
What I'm saying is what Yah said.
Yah didn't say nothing about no golden street in heaven where there's some land that we going to be taking care of. In the land. Okay. Yeah, I just wanted to get a clarification for the investigative students.
People trying to figure out how they're going to do the things we did. And the formula is right here in the first chapter of the book of Isaiah. The antidote is right here.
Praise Yah. Praise Yah. Hallelujah. So I think Sister Hootie, she's still off in a way. I think she went to Orange Juice Land. I think she... That orange juice, I saw you walking in the rain. Go ahead, Sister.
I had to get my Tylenol PM.
Oh, so, I thought you wanted to get some OJ.
I did that too.
Okay.
And I thought she dropped it off with somebody else. I was going to give her some pineapple. Trying to eat right. Do the best I can. And, we're all sick. My son, daughter, I think it's the flu. It's my COVID.
Hey, look here. You know, Sister Hootie, it's kind of funny. I was thinking about that song, and I was thinking about how Yah dealt with us in reference to the orange juice. What's it got orange? I saw you walking in the rain. You were holding hands. You and I never be the same. So we be in the heart of Y'all see us. And then, you remember how she tried to take the stuff back? He said, no, wait a minute. Take that meat cut off. You ain't having none of that. So whatever we had in the land, no, take that coat off. And all that other than down and stuff, you ain't having none of that. You go get back where you used to be. Ain't having nothing. And that's where we are, just like this song. I saw you walking with the idols and harlots and what y'all harlots, all of you. And it's just like
that.
Okay, let's hear a beautiful song. I know y'all didn't want to hear my old lame song, but it's okay. We're gonna give you a wonderful song. Be quiet and drink your orange juice so you can get
it. Pass the mic.
You know what? Y'all are good investigators, but y'all don't appreciate the finer art of things as a singer like such as I am. So I'm going to take that with a grain of salt.
Fine art.
I'm going to say with the New York accent. Yo, get him up out of here.
Hey, man, don't try to do no Sandman on me. You think this is an Apollo. Contrail trying to do a Sandman on me like he had the Apollo, trying to get me off the stage.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yes, sir.
Most I tell you to sing, sing, brother, sing.
Praise Yah.
All right.
You know, y'all wrong for that, man. Y'all really hurt my feelings.
Aw.
Throw some dirt on it. You'll be all right.
All right. Well, contrary to our fellow students, investigators that loves the Most High with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, Cartier is going to bring you another wonderful rendition of love for the Most High and humility and appreciation. That's why the Most High loved this king. Go ahead, Cartier.
Who is a real musician? Who knew the final?
You know, people are always trying to take knocks at him. But I'm going to tell you like I told y'all. See, I'm just like Noah building the ark. I'm going to just go keep on doing what I'm doing. I'm going to let the rain speak, okay? Praise y'all.
Excuse me. What is the chapter, Brother Katria?
Y'all, Sue, no slight to you. I'm just giving props to my team.
Okay. Yeah, he certainly was. He's a fine musician. I give him credit.
Oh, yeah. No doubt. But he had the ability to calm the king. Come on.
Yeah, I can play the guitar. I can play the harmonica, okay?
But you cannot compare to King David playing that harp, baby.
No, no, I could. He played a 10 string. I'm lucky if I'm playing a 5.
All right. And you ain't coming up looking no lyrics like this.
No, I'm certainly not, because I didn't even write, I saw you walking in the rain. Okay?
All right. So we're going to try to bother the king. A psalm of King David. Praise up. And I just love King David because he takes you right into his mind. Hear my prayer, y'all. Listen to my pleading. Answer me in your faithfulness, in your righteousness. And do not enter into judgment with your servants. For no person living is righteous in your sight. What did he say? No person living in your sight is righteous. For the enemy has persecuted my spirit. He has crushed my life to the ground. He has made me dwell in dark places, the ghetto, like those who have long been dead. Therefore, my spirit feels weak within me. My heart is appalled within me. I remember the days of old. I meditate on your accomplishments. I reflect on the works of your hand. I spread out my hands to you. My soul longs for you. At the very length. Answer me quickly, y'all. My soul fails. Do not hide your face from me, for I will be the same as those go down to the pit. Let me hear your faithfulness in the morning, for I trust in you. Teach me the way in which I should walk, for to you I lift up my soul. Save me, y'all, from my enemies. I take refuge in you. Say it. I take refuge in you, yeah. Teach me. To do your will, for you are my Elohim. Let your good spirit lead me on level ground. For the sake of your name, y'all, revive me. In your righteousness, bring my soul out of trouble. In your faithfulness, destroy my enemy. Eliminate all those who attack me. For I am your servant. This is a beautiful prayer, a beautiful song. And we should all have the same mindset as King David. And now Sue says it every night. You should have the same mindset, same heart as King David. You can get it if you meditate and understand what King David was saying in the songs that he gave us to read and remember and harmonize and meditate on. You can be just like him.
Well, first you got to be tired of you. First you got to be tired of being stiff-necked and stubborn. First, you got to be tired of being presumptuous. First, you got to be tired of leaning to your own understanding. First, you got to be, what did Fannie Lou Hamer say, Cartrell?
Famous.
Fannie Lou Hamer. What did she say? I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired.
That's it.
Okay. And if you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, and you're sick of the morass that you got yourself, someone said morass up north. If you're sick of the morass you got yourself into, and you just tread mud, you're not going anywhere, and your results are the same, get your new
heart. Oh, you got a pressure, an enemy, a people trying to take your soul.
Get your new heart. Get your new spirit. And get one just like King Darwin. And you know why I always tell y'all that at the end of the study session? Because one of the most important most important things Yah revelation that the Most High revealed to us was that King Dawood was a man after Yah's own heart. And so what should that say to you? The Most High thought highly of the way he thought. And because he thought highly of the Most High. The Most High thought highly of the way he loved his brothers and sisters, and he loved himself. Because he loved himself. King Dawood didn't see himself as a nigger, that he wanted to become white. He didn't see himself as a gangster, that he wanted to kill his brothers and sisters. He didn't see himself as a pimp or a player, that he wanted to prostitute his women and mistreat his sisters. When he loved his brothers and sisters, as he said, he saw them as he saw what Michael Jackson once said, the man in the mirror. He loved the man in the mirror, and he loved what remotely looks like him. And if you don't love what remotely looks like him, you don't mind killing and writing a rap song about it, killing it. You don't mind telling our women, shake, shake it, baby, don't break it. Twerk it. You don't mind stealing some brother's wife or some sister's husband. You don't mind stealing from some brother or some sister. You don't mind not taking care of the poor, needy, and homeless. You're just walking dead. If you're not plugged in into y'all like King Dawood would, you just were walking dead. And you're going along to get along. That's what I like about that king. And one thing about that king also, he was contrite. He wasn't self-righteous. You know, let me remind you. You remember when the prophet came to him after he had set Uzziah up? He was trying to make this thing right, leaning to his own understanding. He knew darn well he shouldn't have messed with Bathsheba. And he felt guilty about it. He was trying to cover up his actions. He had Uzziah, Uriah, the Hittites, to come up just to get a report. What's going on, Uriah? What's going on? Knowing that he slept with the man's wife. He said, everything is well, King. Everything's fine. I want to get back to the battle. I may not be a Hebrew in name, but I'm a Hebrew in action. And that's what one thing I respect about Uriah, the Hittite. And he said, no, go home. Visit with your wife. Because he knew she was pregnant. Trying to cover up his mess, leaning to his own understanding. Trying to make right, but it was wrong the way he was trying to make it right. So Uriah sleeps in the street because Hebrew men didn't sleep with their wives during battle. He said, and then someone told him, Uriah the Hittite is sleeping in the courtyard. Oh, Lord. Hey, what am I going to do now? All right, give me a letter. I'm going to clean this up. I'm going to lean to my own understanding. Joab, I'm going to take Uriah to the fiercest battle. Put him in the forefront because he's a captain too. He's an officer in our army. And then when the battle gets fierce, have everybody to leave him behind. That's going to fix it all. That's called leaning to your own understanding. But here, check this out now. Check this out. Don't get so hard on King Dawood. So he thought he had did things right, leaning to his own understanding. Until the prophet came to him. Said, your highness. What's going on, my man? I ain't seen you in a while. I have something to tell you of his importance. I think you need to hear. Yah has sent him to. See, he'll break you down. Yah will break you down like you a shotgun, like you broke down the king, trying to lean to his own understanding. And he said, you know what? Because he knew the king's innate nature. He was a righteous man. He didn't really do what he did because he believed in the chicanery of what he did. Sometimes we get caught up in doing things, but you got to make it right. And sometimes you got to suffer the consequences of your actions. So the prophet said, look here, I want you to answer. I'm going to tell you what's going on. You know, this rich guy, he had a whole flock of sheep. And this poor little one fella, he had only one sheep. And the rich guy took the poor man's sheep. took everything from him. He took his life. So the king, being the innate, righteous, just king he was, he got incensed. He said, Your Highness. He said, bring him to me, the king, King Dawood. And we're going to get justice in this matter. He said, the prophet said, Your Highness, that man is you. And he was stricken right then. Sometimes we can get beside ourselves. You know how you get beside yourself? You know how when you were little boys and little girls and your mom and daddy told you something and they said, okay, you done got beside yourself. You done got out of character. See, King Dawood had got out of character. That didn't make him a rotten king. Because overall, he had 99.9% justice action of taking care of the nation and so on and so forth. But he was stricken. And he knew he was set apart from Yah. He couldn't handle it. He begged, he prayed, he fasted. He said, no, I got something for you, player. Since you like, you going to do it like that, it's going to cost you something. And his son, Bathsheba, was on death row. And the king fasted and prayed and whatnot and so on and so forth. But he made amends to Yah about what he did to Uriah, a Hittite, a man of a different nation. Y'all don't want us mistreating anybody. He prayed, he fasted for the little boy. And the Most High took him. And when it was brought to the king that his son had died by Bathsheba, the Most High, King Dawood got up, washed his face and whatnot, and got to eating. And the servants, they was, well, that was fair. King Dawood broke it down to them like they was 4 years old. My boy is gone. All y'all believe in them ghosts and whatnot, they're going to come back from the grave and haunt you. He said, my boy is gone. I did everything possible. I prayed to y'all. I made amends. I confessed my iniquities and so on and so forth. I prayed for my son. I made full confession. I take full acknowledgement of it. I even wrote it in a book called the Torah. But I didn't try to cover up anything. I put it all out there on Front Street, unlike some of us. The Most High forgave him. The Most High let him have another child by Bathsheba, who became another great king, who got beside himself because he had too many women, but that's another story. So I said that to say this. Don't look down your nose at King Dawood. We all get beside ourselves sometimes. We all do things out of character. But do you have a spirit like King Dawood? A spirit that will have you stricken because you don't want to be cut asunder, a distant from the Most High, that you'll make a full confession to the Most High. And then you'll make a correction in the way that you're going, in the way that you're living. As he said in Isaiah, stop doing what you're doing. Change your ways. I'll draw near to you. That's the only way it's going to work. And it worked for our king, it'll work for you. Stop doing what you're doing. Follow the Most High instructions. Stop being presumptuous. Stop leaning to your own understanding. Stop doing things because everybody else doing them. Do what Yah tell you to do, just like King Dawood. And that's why we say get a spirit like him, humble and stricken when you know you're wrong. And not only that, some of us know we're wrong, humble and stricken, then we want to keep doing worse. Make a correction. Make a connection. Then make a correction. And make a confession. Praise Yah. My fellow brothers and sisters, what is your commentary before we get ready to get out of here? Cartrell? Sister Judy?
We're here.
Okay.
I guess
make a confession? What's that, so should we?
I guess nobody has a commentary.
Okay. Ezekiel?
I was just waiting for the elders, so, you know.
Okay,
go
Cartier.
Ahead.
Cartier?
I wait in line. I'll be patient.
Okay.
Okay.
Cartier? Is something wrong with your phone, brother?
Hmm.
Can you hear me?
Now we got. Y'all forgive us. We over 65 years old. You know.
He turned his hair
turn out like
finally.
hey. Respect your elder, Sean.
Nah, I just yell to the ladies and the youth.
You gonna get the, praise the Most High. You gonna get where we at, but ain't no fun when the rabbit got to go.
Yeah, you
all right,
get
bro.
To it.
You'll get there.
Yeah, King David definitely had the heart of a righteous man, because kings back in those days, that's the kind of things that they did. They were kings, and you could say the Hittites were supposed to be destroyed, but like you said, the Most High didn't want us to treat people just any old kind of way. And you definitely paid the price, but you don't want to pay that kind of price.
No.
So like my mother said, you can learn something from everybody, what to do and what not to do. And we kind of had that conversation earlier, me and Zeke. And I was telling him that my friends was running around the hood busting cherries.
Right.
I don't know if people know what that means, but
right.
Yeah, they running around busting cherries, but you're not living by the word of Yah.
Right.
Because when you do that, you're supposed to marry that woman, right?
Exactly. Yeah, well, when you bust cherries, you better have some wedding flowers too, okay?
That's a spiritual thing that we violate, and we're stuck in captivity because we don't know the rules and codes that we violate on a daily basis. So we get the disrespect that we have in our neighborhood. Sisters don't respect brothers, and brothers don't respect our sisters because
exactly.
These codes are broken.
Exactly.
Yeah, I just want to say with that song going in with Isaiah 1 about, you know, turning away and cleansing yourself, you know. The thing even with King David was the fact that even though he sinned, he never repeated those same sins ever again.
Right.
You know, and that's the whole purpose of, you know, you want to change, you want to repent and things
right.
like that is, you know, you
that's the meaning
up.
Of contrite.
Say that again, Elder?
That's the meaning
that's
of
the meaning
contrite.
Contrite.
You can't contrite. Be just sorry. You got to change.
Your sorry have to
right.
prepare you to change. Not sorry just being caught. Sorry to make you compelled to change.
Right. And
but you know
that's
what?
The thing. And,
you know what, Ezekiel?
Oh, go ahead.
Something based upon what you just said, and forgive me, I'm 65 years old, and I just forgot what you just said. Now continue.
just saying, like I said, this goes in with Isaiah 1, and, you know, we just read in the song, and like I was saying, how King David, even though he sinned, he never sinned those same sins ever again. You know, and he never, you know, he did a couple of sins, but he never repeated those same things, and he got it all the way correct back with the Most High. So, you know, the mercy that the Most High has on who he wants to have mercy on and things, he's allowing you the time to cleanse yourself. So, you know, we all got to cleanse ourselves. We all got to self-reflect with the Most High and with yourself and, you know, and turn away from any type of wickedness that could go against the Most High's law, statute, and commandment. So, I mean, that's what we have to do, and we have, you know, we're blessed to have the book and our ancestors to keep records of this, so we see the examples of how we should be living and not to make those same mistakes and things, you know? So...
And King David says it in the psalm right here. He's asking the Most High to have mercy on him. He said, you know, enter into judgment and just servant. But no person living is righteous in your sight. So he had the power and strength to confess the things that he did and change when he was wrong. That's the formula that we have to follow. We have to acknowledge the wrongs that we've done and change from the wrongs that we do.
But you know what? Now I remember Ezekiel and Cartrell, Sister Hootie. You know, King David, in one of these psalms in the past, quite recently that we studied, King David, and we need to do the very same thing in prayer. If you know you have a sin that has dominion over you, pray to the Most High and pray to help you get rid of that iniquity that has dominion over you. King David said, let no iniquity have dominion on me to keep me away from you. So that's the very same prayer you should be praying also. If an iniquity have dominion over you, take the initiative and pray to the Most High that this iniquity that you got yourself entrapped in, that it has no dominion over you. It's just that, as Cottrell says, it's an open book test and examination. All that you have to do, study it, apply it. It's simple. The antidote, solutions are simple.
And what King David understood was that he had to live his life walking with Yah. Most of us don't understand that.
Exactly.
How do you walk with Yah?
Simply obeying what he said.
Yeah, you said it, Sister Hootie. What did you say when you read that? And I asked you to reread it. It's just that simple.
What he said. He's saying look after our own people.
Exactly.
Be kind to one another.
Exactly.
And that's universal, and we can't do that. And like he said, we're the only nation he's known. And we lack understanding.
Exactly. That's sad, but it's true.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we get the reprieve that we get, because he has so much love for us. He called us, y'all, just like Sodom and Gomorrah. I should have destroyed y'all, but my mercy is going to give y'all a chance. And we have a chance. We have a slim chance, because the Most High is not playing with us this time around. You saw it in the song, right? And in the first book of Isaiah. He's like, those who abandon me, you're going to be destroyed.
Praise y'all. Well, y'all, it's been a good study session. Praise y'all. Bless his holy name. I hope, fellow investigators, and that's how we see y'all. We're not something special. We are just your lead student investigators. You are investigators yourself. Turn over every leaf. Turn over every rock. Do a bird's eye view. Do a critical analysis and assessment. Cross every T. Dot every I, burn the midnight oil, and you can only come to one conclusion. And once you come to that conclusion, take the right course of action. Praise Yah. And stop leaning to your own understanding. It's not cute. And it ain't working for you, and it won't. As it didn't work for our fathers and mothers, as you can see, the evidence is quite clear. Leaning to our own understanding, being presumptuous, it's not working for us either.
Mm-hmm.
Be humble, be contrite, love the Most High with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, and your brothers and sisters as yourself. And it's virtually impossible to love your brothers and sisters if you don't love yourself. If you want to be white, well, it's kind of hard to look like anyone looking like you. It's kind of hard to love it, now, isn't it? If you want to be anything but a child of the Most High, and love what the Most High has created you to be, it's virtually impossible for you to love your brothers and sisters. Learn to love yourself so you can love your brothers and sisters. And then continue to thirst after righteousness. Meaning continue your studies. Continue doing right by each other. Continue taking care of the poor, the needy, the homeless. Continue trying to unify together and cry to the Most High together for forgiveness for our fathers and our mothers and for ourselves. Stop doing the definition of insanity according to Alcoholic Anonymous, which is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. It's not going to happen. You have to change. You have to change the right way, the Most High way. Let his footstep be your pathway. My brothers and sisters and lead investigators, you want to say something to the folk before we get out of here?
Yeah.
I just want to thank you, family. Kara.
Oh, no, go ahead.
No, you pay.
I just want to thank the family for the assistance they've given my sister, Amina Levy, a.k.a. Pamela Bowman, The Most High has blessed her with an apartment, and she's doing pretty well. She's still trying to get over the shock of it, but the Most High is with her. Praise Yah.
Praise Yah. Praise Yah. Praise Yah. Ezekiel.
Yes, sir. Yes, yes. Shalom, y'all, again. And all praise and blessing and glory to our Heavenly Abba, Yah, for the Most High helping out brothers and sisters that's in need and looking out for us when we do, when we are in need and things. I just want to say, everybody on here, like I said, once you get off this phone, I said this yesterday, you know, once you get off this phone and things, any spare time that you have, please do not make any excuses and stuff to not read the Most High's Torah, okay? Take the time out each day and read it. Turn off all your electronics, whatever, the distraction, whatever the case may be. Please read it and apply it to yourself, and you'll see everyone, yourself, including everyone that's actually following the Most High, you'll see all the changes. And everybody be singing at one tune and be on one accord with the Most High.
Absolutely. So, Shahudi.
Yeah. I'm just thankful. I'm not feeling so good. You know that. I ain't really been talking, but I'm thankful to be in the midst of my Israel brothers. And I'm, you know, I want to say this. I'm thankful that my dad had called me. He had somebody drop off my orange juice and Tylenol. Isn't that something? I thank the Most High that I have a daughter like her. Thank you.
Praise God. Praise God. Hey, look here. So, Judy, can I ask you a question? Because I know you didn't send no oysters, did you, in Tylenol? You said orange juice, right?
Uh-huh.
You better not send no oysters in Tylenol.
Oh my God!
I'm saying, Sister Hootie, I promise you, it sounded like she dropped off my oysters and Tylenol. I said, what?
Orange juice.
See, I want that to clear up for the folk. Now, we try to eat the right way, like y'all said. Ain't no oyster eating here, okay? All right.
Oh, just no, that's
oyster, grits, it's all the same to me.
What? No New England clam chowder? No crab legs with garlic and butter and good seasoning on
there? They got us messed up, man. Our sisters, unfortunately, if you notice, our sisters think that's a delicacy. Girl, I went to a Red Lobster. I had me some Red Lobster in steak. Okay.
We need to be honest. A lot of, before we got into who we are as a people,
right?
We ate a lot of stuff we were supposed to.
I did too. I ain't lying. I ate the rooter from the tootle, okay? I ate pig ear, pig foot, pig behind.
I just hope y'all
stop
reminiscing.
I'm not reminiscing, bro. I'm just putting it out there. I'm like King Darwin. I'm going to tell on me so you don't have to tell on me.
That's funny.
I'm smelling it through the phone as we speak. Uh-huh.
Oh my God. You're so funny.
Hey,
you know what? About the Southern Bells, I'm telling you. I know. No.
Hey, Big Ezekiel. It reminds me of Bubba on Forrest Gump. Man, Bubba talking about grape, coconut shrimp. Pineapple shrimp, and then on Forrest Gump. Oh man,
let the listeners know that it's possible that you can change. That's what I'm saying.
Exactly.
And just to recognize that we all fall down and have fallen short, and we're trying to do the best we can and do right this thing.
Yeah, clean
and
yourself
be humble
up.
Enough. Right, that's all.
Clean yourself up. And some of y'all think just because Yom Suf Yehudi and Katriel and Big Ezekiel, don't know that you got them pork chops in your refrigerator. Yeah, I know you got them pork chops in your freezer. You better get them up out of here. Stop lying to yourself. Clean yourself up.
Wash you out. Make yourself clean.
Throw them out to the dog. Throw them to your dog. They'll love them. Stop eating it.
Yeah.
Stop eating them.
But
stop eating those cockroaches
thing.
Of the ocean.
Right.
That's why we can't keep the ocean clean. Y'all eating up all the ocean cleaners.
Yeah, they are.
Put some Coca-Cola on them pork chops, and you see some worms come out.
Stop it, man. Lord have mercy.
Hopefully you're right. Ezekiel and Sophia,
Man,
they put it on they use cooked pork chops, and they put that Coca-Cola on there, and all the parasites is coming out.
Oh, man, we got to go now, man. Look at it. Y'all going to make me sick. Praise the Most High.
Let me say this right quick. It's more than we can eat than we realize. It's just in this nation as limited. But it is a lot of combination of food, fruits and vegetables, and meat that we'd be surprised when we can eat. And that are healthy. Yeah, so that's all.
Exactly. Praise Yah, Sister Hootie. You're right. There's a lot you can eat healthy. And, you know, I got this nagging suspicion, brothers and sisters, for some reason. I think the food is relative to what we're eating. In some sense, I just got this nagging feeling that we're more susceptible to COVID-19 because of not eating healthy and not exercising healthy and so on and drinking healthy. I just got this nagging feeling. I can't confirm it. So eat the way Yah tells you to eat, and drink the thing that the Most High say you can drink. And some of y'all need to put away them Coca Colas anyway. Them soda pops. Some of y'all don't even need them soda pops anyway. It's true.
Right.
Well, we love y'all. We love y'all. And may the Most High bless y'all. And we certainly are broken people. May the Most High bless you. Shalom and good night.
We're broken people now. We're burning now. So cold and bleeding now. Gonna let you down. We're broken people.
I won't never be nothing, ain't that something? I've risen from the bottom, I got him, eyes on the prize, and inside him, damn right I overcame. Y'all know the name, we similar but never been the same. Everybody, yeah, they know the name, right now. I'ma make it somehow, make it some way. Yeah, you know we gon' get it today, like I'm all on my own now. But won't ever let you down, won't let you down,
down.
Yes, I've been through it, they know I do it for the people I'm fighting, so we be equal for my son and my sequel, and anybody who listening in they system like venom, I get in them and spread viciously. This is
we're
me.
We're broken people now.
Giving it every part of myself on the real, you would think I'd be asthmatic. Allergic to your bullshit, yeah that's right, I done had it. Real all the time, if you rep it, get it, cat it right now. It's right here, a vibe right now. I am too alive right now, I'm alive right now. Come on, feel the vibe right now. Feel the vibe, feel the vibe, feel the vibe. Yes, I've been through it, they know I do it for the people I'm fighting, so we be equal for my son and my sequel, and anybody who listening in they system like venom, I get in them and spread viciously. This is
we're
me.
We're broken people now. We ain't be
won't fall into the cracks between our streets.